Hello.
Hi, we're conducting a survey. Your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential. What is your zip code?
161146.
Let me confirm that for you. 16146.
It is.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
7-14-51.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Neither.
Thank you. What is your race?
Black.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for officers like the President and U.S. Congress in this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, or voting by mail?
Voting by mail.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all.
0.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number between 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. The first one is Kamala Harris.
10.
Thank you. Tim Walz.
Five.
Thank you. Mark Kelly.
0.
Thank you. And Josh Shapiro.
10.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. J.D. Vance.
0.
Thank you. Barack Obama.
He's not running, but 10.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
10.
Thank you. Just allow me. About Mark Kelly. What was your rate on that?
0.
Thank you. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. Protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality housing, better transportation systems, climate change and the environment, public safety, including gun violence, abortion, rising cost of living, affordable quality healthcare, reducing racism and discrimination, immigration, access to good jobs, criminal justice and police reform, or access to quality education.
Abortion, quality education, jobs, healthcare.
Thank you. Thank you. And well, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third-party?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
For Harris, but never would I ever vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
Make no difference.
Thank you. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Make no difference.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. The first one is fights for all of us. Really describes her, somewhat describes her as a bit, really does not describe or...
Describes her for all of us.
Thank you. And restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
Rights for the community.
So does these statements really describe her a bit, or really does not describe?
I didn't get the question.
Yes, I'm going to read you some statements, and about these statements, you will tell me if that statement that I read to you describes Kamala Harris or does not describe her. So, about restricting rights to the trans and LGBTQ community, does this statement really describe Kamala Harris, somewhat describes a bit, or really does not describe her?
Really describes her.
Thank you. Governs with an iron fist.
No iron fist, no.
Thank you. Is someone young girl can look up to?
Yes.
So, does this really describe her, somewhat describes a bit, or really does not describe?
describes her a bit.
Thank you. Is tough on crime.
Describes her.
Okay, describes her, really describes, somewhat describes,
really
describes
her.
A bit.
Really describes
Thank
her.
You. Is a strong black woman.
Really describes her.
Thank you. Represents the AAPI community.
I don't understand what that means.
The AAPI?
Yeah.
It is
mean?
That is the Asian American and Pacific Islander.
Does not describe her, no.
Thank you. And is prepared to be president.
Very much so.
So does that really describe her? Thank you. And well, now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference. The first one is Kamala is doubtingly referred as a Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives. So this is for you much more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference.
No difference.
Thank you. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university, where she became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Next one is Kamala Ford. Her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protection for these victims.
Make no difference.
Thank you. Kamala started a program called Back on Track, a district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. In 24, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. The last one is Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers. Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And well, and again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
0.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Democrat.
Thank you. Is that or more a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
For Harris, but definitely against Donald Trump.
Thank you. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not all?
A lot.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. And well, which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to three. Fox News, local newspaper, Snapchat, CNN, local radio, Facebook, network news, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, Family and Friends, national newspaper, local TV news, Instagram, TikTok, or Twitter?
Local news, NBC, world news, NBC, MSNBC, cable news.
Thank you. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in these group chats? Very often, somewhat often. Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as independent, Democrat, or Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. We're just in the last few questions. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. What is the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
12 years of high school.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not read. And well, so in this case, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
I'm not answering that.
Okay. And, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks to you. Goodbye. Have a wonderful day.